Planet Earth never attempted to land on such a distant world before. With the Huygens probe on final approach to Titan, operations switched to European mission control.
The probe hurtled into Titan's atmosphere at 6 kilometers a second. The atmosphere would have been glowing violet around the probe as it decelerated.
Once on a parachute, the probe descended for the first 80 miles, seeing nothing but smog and haze.
As we got closer to the surface, down at about 30 kilometers, the surface features started to peek through the haze. Progressively, this landscape emerged of these bright hills cut by small dark channels that show that there had been rain there at some time in the past.
The signal was taking over an hour to reach Earth. No doubt, Huygens was sending postcards from the edge.
There were just 20 of us in the office area where the pictures were delivered. It was dark in Germany, it was the winter. It really felt like we were out there gazing at this alien world that was just at our doorstep.
The probe drifted further, snapping these remarkable images all the way down.
We all kind of saw, you know, our backyard in Arizona or the French Riviera, wherever it was you were from, you sort of saw some aspect of Titan that looked familiar.
They were everything that our images from orbit were not, because you could see a dendritic drainage pattern that looked like a river system, just like a river system would appear on the Earth. Boy, that was heady. That was like, ooh, it was like Jules Verne come true. It was just spectacular.